Sure, you're pilot in command, but who's really flying the plane? You or the technology? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news, and this is another in our series highlighting the NBAA Safety Committee's top focus areas. This time it's technology management. James Lara is a member of the NBAA Safety Committee and a principal at Greystone Advisors. He says the real question is, who's in command, you or the flight management system?
Technology vendors advertise a lot of this equipment as being very easy to use and very intuitive. Just put it in your aircraft and it will make everything better. But we have found if you are not totally schooled on what this technology represents and how it functions, it can be a huge distraction.
Lara says the transition from steam gauges to advanced avionics suites can be a jarring one, to say the least.
When a pilot steps into a new avionics suite, it isn't an evolution, it's really a transformation of the flying experience. And in order to successfully make that leap, because it's not a step, it is a leap, you really need to have significant study and professional instruction in order to be not only competent, but safe in your aircraft.
And in many cases, the education you need is hard to come by, and usually pretty expensive when you find it. At least one flight management manufacturer is starting to offer simulator instruction to its customers. However, Lara says that's generally the exception to the rule.
Which means we really have to hit the books and understand the technology that we're flying with. In many cases, these avionics suites, even the most basic, it's accompanied by 1,300 pages of documentation. It's huge. We really have to recapture that position in the aircraft that is referred to as pilot in command, as opposed to pilots along for the ride.
Lara points out the number of runway incursions caused by pilots who taxi while inputting FMS data. He also points to the number of pilots who become disoriented when they receive a clearance change that requires inputting new data while quite literally on the fly.
If you find yourself asking the question, what is it doing now? Then you are behind the curve on the learning side, and you need to work with your instructor or work with the documentation so that you really do understand what's going on.
We'll continue our discussion with NBAA Safety Committee member Jim Lara in just a moment. But first, let's pause for just a moment to get the latest from my friend Rob Mark, who will tell us what they're cooking up at AirplaneGeeks.com.
This week on the Airplane Geeks, our guest is Alan Morris, also known as Ace Abbott. A former F-4 Phantom pilot, a Boeing 727 pilot, a Lear pilot, now he's a book author. We'll have all of our regular features, of course, on AirplaneGeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. We're talking about managing aerospace and avionics technology, the transformation of which continues to accelerate, even now, more than 110 years after the birth of flight. Jim Lara is a member of the NBAA Safety Committee and a principal at Greystone Advisors, an aviation consulting firm. He says in a lot of cases, the next-gen evolution is forcing us to change, whether we like it or not.
Our history has been that we wait for the last minute in order to do the upgrades.
The NBAA Safety Committee is made up of aviation professionals like Jim Lara, people who are working to create new instructional materials and methods that address technology management as well as this year's other 9 top safety focus areas. For more information, check the NBAA website and search on the term technology management. You'll find a number of links that can get you started on your way to becoming a true pilot in command, rather than, as Jim puts it, a pilot who's along for the ride. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.